USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A plane flying from the Turkish resort of Antalya to Vladivostok in Russia's Far East made a safe emergency landing on Saturday in the Siberian city of Krasnoyarsk, a source at the airport told Reuters. Azur Air Flight ZF-268, a Boeing 767, was experiencing problems with the hydraulics, Russia's Interfax news agency reported. There were no reports of anyone being hurt. Famed attorney Gloria Allred on Saturday argued on Newsmax about Texas' strict new abortion law.
At 6 weeks, a woman can no longer get an abortion in Texas, and a fetus is not viable. In other words, cannot live outside of the womb at 6 weeks. Therefore, it is unconstitutional and also creates bounty hunters.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
They promise to be inclusive, but as the Taliban unveiled their new caretaker government in Afghanistan this week, an all-male roster of hardline clerics, veteran fighters, and at least one figure sought by the FBI, they met howls of protest in Washington. Through edicts and gunfire, the Islamist militia is cementing its control over Afghanistan, raising questions about whether the United States and other nations should formally recognize its rule. During an interview with MSNBC aired on Saturday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says it will be more difficult without boots on the ground in Afghanistan, but not impossible.
We demonstrate on a daily basis that there's no place on this planet that we can't reach out and touch when we need to. The issue will be making sure that we maintain a laser focus on networks and adversaries' capabilities.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Alan Jackson revealed the inspiration behind his hit song, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, as the world marked 20 years since the attacks of 9/11.
Where were you when the world stopped turning? That September day, were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.?
I think it really affected a lot of people, their perspective on their lives and their jobs and their families and where they were and what they were wanting to do and how they looked at things. And I guess that's what I was thinking too. And I just pretty much had visualized a lot of those scenes and stories I'd heard and seen on television or heard people talk about, but the song really came out of nowhere in the middle of the night. The chorus did, and just a gift. And then I got up and scribbled it down. And
the 62-year-old musician released the song in the months following the deadly terrorist attacks.
Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love.
NASCAR honors the victims and first responders of 9/11 at its second-round playoff weekend in Virginia, with one driver praising NASCAR as the most patriotic sporting organization in the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.